red one, the black one. The difference of these two is that this is a bit more heavy, a bit heavier to press down. And then you can measure this by the actuation force, measured in Newton, could be, or in grams of force. And 1 newton is approximately 100 grams of force, and I will use grams of force, but only refer to it as grams to make it more easier to talk about. So when I say grams, I mean grams of force, and if you multiply it by 100, or divide it by 100, you get the approximately the value in Newton. So here's 45. The force you need to press down the Cherry MX Red is 45 grams, and to press down the black Cherry MX Black is 60 grams. And I can feel it's a bit more resistance here. I need to press a bit harder too. You can also hear different sound, I guess. But these are linear, so it's no... I can talk a bit about this when I have introduced the other two categories. So let's continue with the tactile ones, the brown ones. All these from Cherry, Gateron and Kale are labeled with a brown color. And these are the tactile ones. So there's no click. But the difference when I press them is that I can feel like a tactile bump. So first, if I just hold my finger here, nothing will happen. Because even though the weight of my finger is like pressed, or like not pressed, but if I lay the weight of my finger on it, nothing happens. So I need to press it down to get through that bump, and then it presses down. So it's tactile. I can feel a little bump in the movement. So, and I guess it's because, so you can know, so you get feedback that you have pressed the key. Some users will appreciate that. If I start to press this, it just directly start to move, and I can't feel any difference from top to the base of the keyboard. Just go linear, the whole movement, and here it's nothing, and then it's a bump, and then it goes down. And then there's the clicky. The third category is the clicky category. So it's a bump again, but this time it's also added a click to it, a sound, and even more resistance, I guess. It's even harder to get through that bump, and you hear a click. So the actuation force on these are 45 grams for the Cherry MX Brown. But when you have this tactile bump, you can also measure the tactile force. That's 55 grams. The 10 grams more for the tactile force than the activation force. And I'm not sure exactly what that means. Maybe I need 55 grams to start the movement, and then it's 45 to complete it. It's get easier when I get I've got through that tactile pump. And here it's 50 grams, the activation force needed, and 60 the tactile force. So I need to press a bit harder for pressing down this one. Get through the clicky tactile bump in this one.